your double feature, starring your co-hosts Les Tremain and Jackie Gleason, with Patsy Garrett, songs by Andy Russell, and music by Sylvan Levin and the orchestra. Now, here is Jackie Gleason.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Les. Well, after a week in New York, are you impressed with the big city?
Oh, I know my way around, Jackie. I'm cosmopolitan. Last night, I took my girl to a restaurant and ordered the entire meal in French.
Gee, the waiter must have been pretty surprised.
Yes, he was. It was a Chinese restaurant.
You know, you're looking pretty well for a man who's just gone through a hot spell.
What hot spell?
What hot spell? Are you kidding? The other day, I passed a delicatessen and the tongues hanging in the window were going... Ask Andy Russell. He was with me. Come over here, Andy. Hiya, son.
Hiya, Tern.
You're such a boy. What brings you here so late? I thought you took a taxi.
I did, but it had a lady driver.
And what's that got to do with it?
Well, every time she looked in the back mirror, she had to stop and powder her nose.
Oh, I know what you mean. I have a friend who's a lady taxi driver. She's doing pretty well, too. She says she's knocking down about 40 a week.
Hello, boy.
Well, Patsy Garrett. Gee, that's nice perfume you're using, Patsy.
Oh, do you like it? It's called Celestial No. 7. It smells to heaven.
Certainly does, yeah.
And it's very expensive.
Oh, smell this.
What's that?
Scotch. You can't get it.
See, Jackie, I want to thank you for the lovely rose you sent me.
Oh, did you like it?
Oh, I sure did. But how come the rose didn't have any petals?
It's a gypsy rose.
Oh.
So you're sending flowers to Patsy, eh? You're quite a ladies' man, Jackie.
Oh, I wouldn't say that.
I saw you looking at that luscious blonde coming out of the beauty parlor. I'm surprised you didn't whistle at her.
How can you whistle with your tongue hanging out?
Andy Russell sings one of the top tunes of the season, What a Difference a Day Made.
What a difference a day makes. 24 little hours brought the sun and the flowers where there used to be rain. My yesterday was blue, dear. Today I'm part of you, dear. My lonely nights are through, dear. Since you said you were mine, what a difference a day made. There's a rainbow before me. Skies above can be stormy. Since that moment of bliss, that thrilling kiss, it's heaven when you find romance on your menu. What a difference a day makes. And the difference is you. What a difference a day made. There's the rainbow before me. Skies above can't be stormy. Since that moment of bliss, that thrilling kiss, it's heaven when you find romance. What a difference a day makes, and the difference is you. This word so sweet that I repeat means I adore you. Amor, amor, my love. Would you deny this heart that I have placed before you? I can't find another word with meaning so clear. My lips try to whisper sweeter things in your ear, but somehow or other, nothing sounds quite so dear as this soft caressing word I know. Amor, my love. When you're away, there is no day, and nights are lonely. Amor, amor, my love. Make life divine, say you'll be mine, and love me only. Que tus besos anidaron en mí, igual que palomas mensajeras de luz. Saber que tus besos se quedaron en ti, haciendo en tus labios la señal de la cruz. Amor, amor, amor. Nació de ti, nació de mí. Esperanza, amor, amor, mi amor, nació de Dios para los dos, nació del alma.
Salute to the States. Tonight we pay tribute to the state of California, the Golden State, that garden spot of the world tucked away in a quiet corner of Hollywood. The history of California began in 1620 when Sir Francis Drake, the noted explorer, stood on the sands of Malibu Beach, surrounded by his gallant crew. At this historic moment, he gazed at the wide expanse of the Pacific, threw off his embroidered cloak, and said,
"Last one in is a sissy."
Conquered by the Spanish, later under the rule of Mexico, California joined the Union in 1848. The following year, gold was discovered in California, leading to the greatest gold rush in history. Two typical 49ers discussed the day's diggings.
Hiya, Zeke.
Hiya, Jake. How'd you do today? Did you get any gold dust?
No, all I could get was a little rinso.
Saloons sprang up along the San Francisco waterfront, and one night, into the Bucket of Blood Cafe, strode one of the hardest, two-fisted, rough-and-tough guys on the Barbary Coast. His name? Ottumwa Gleason.
Out of my way! I'm the toughest hombre west of the Rockies. There's only one hombre tougher than I am.
Who's that?
Hombre Bogart.
1860. The Pony Express reaches California. One hot August afternoon of that year, a Pony Express rider galloped into town. He slumped from his saddle and with his last dying breath delivered the first Pony Express message.
Having a wonderful time. Wish you were here.
And so, California grew and prospered and at last sprang into prominence as the world center of the motion picture industry. One of Hollywood's greatest actors speaks, quote, unquote.
This was in the days of silent pictures. Today, Hollywood has become a monster city, and here we meet one of its foremost monsters, Mr. Peter Gleason Lorre.
Did you get the information for me, Miss Miller? You didn't get the information for me, Miss Miller? You were supposed to get the information for me.
Leaving Peter Lorre, we visit one of Hollywood's finest character actors, Mr. Charles Gleason Lawton.
Christian, come down here, I said. Did you hear me, Christian? I said come down.
Oh, come on, Christian, come on down.
What makes Hollywood truly great? Not only the great stars, but the men behind the scenes, the creative geniuses who struggle and strive to give the world the finest in motion pictures. One of these men is Gregory Glesonoff. Listen to him as he explains the plot of his next picture to his board of directors.
Dear relatives, this picture will be sensational, colossal. The story opens when this young man falls in love with this beautiful girl and follows her to Cairo. Before leaving Cairo, she tells him to wait, that she will be back. So he waits for 20 years. She never returns. Then he follows her to Casablanca. She leaves him again. She says she will be back. This time he waits for 25 years. She never returns. Then he follows her to Russia. She leaves Russia. This time he waits for 50 years.
Wait a minute, Gregory. No kind of a man would wait that long for a woman.
That's what you know. This guy happens to be a jerk.
And then one day a young man came to Hollywood. Jackie Gleason. And fortune smiled on his talents. It was the night of the Academy Award dinner. Jackie Gleason was there, and all over the great hall, famous people, artists, celebrities, called for him. Miss Greer Schmier finally attracts Jackie's attention. She says...
Waiter, wherever is my soup?
And so we leave California, land of sunshine and orange groves, picturesque cities and fertile fields, center of art and industry. Throughout its glorious history, these powerful words from the mouth of one of its most illustrious citizens will ring down the corridors of time.
Did you get the information for him, Mr. Miller?
Now that California is properly saluted, Andy Russell asks for the floor to eulogize one Sweet Lorraine.
I found joy, I'm as happy as a baby boy, with another brand new choo-choo toy, when I'm with my sweet Lorraine. A pair of eyes that are bluer than a summer sky, when you see them you will realize why I love my sweet Lorraine. When it's raining, I don't miss the sun, for it's in my sweetie smile. And just to think that I'm the lucky one who will lead her down the aisle. Each night I pray that nobody steals her heart away. Just can't wait until that happy day when I marry sweet Lorraine. The sun, for it's in my sweetie smile. And just to think that I'm the lucky one who will lead her down the aisle. Each night I pray that nobody steals her heart away. Just can't wait until that happy day when I marry sweet Lorraine.
That song really soothed my ears. My ears sure need soothing.
What's the trouble, Jackie?
Oh, it's just that everything happens to me. It's people.
You mean people bother you?
Oh, no. I love people, Andy. Matter of fact, I come from a long line of people myself. Only there are some members of the human race who should have been scratched.
Like who?
Like, for instance, the guy who stops you on the street for directions. Just when you've got 2 minutes to get to the bank before it closes. He bounces up to you and says, excuse me, mister. How do I get to Broadway?
Why, it's one block up.
Now, wait a minute, mister. A lady told me it was one block down.
Well, if the lady told you, why do you ask me?
I don't trust strangers.
Please, buddy, don't bother me. I got to get to the bank.
Is that a way to talk? I ask you a simple question. Where's Broadway? And right away, you jump down my throat. If you were in my town and wanted to know where Maple Street was, I tell you, you go 2 blocks west from Cherry Road, past Mr. Marshall's tobacco store...
Please, will you leave me alone?
Well, you wanted to know where Maple Street was, didn't you? I know what you must be. You must be one of those New York gangsters. Here I am, a poor little fella, all alone in a big city, and you want to stick a knife in my back.
All right, buddy, all right. The bank's closed by now anyway. Here, give me a hand. You want to go to Broadway? Okay. You see this nice wide street? Just go down at one block on your little feetsy-weetsies. And when you hit the next curb, it's Broadway.
Gee, thanks.
You're welcome. Oh, by the way, just a second. Can you tell me what time it is?
Don't bother me, you pest. I'm on my way to Broadway. Then there's the lady who lives next door. She's not exactly the quiet type, the type you'd call stick in the mud. She's more the loud type, the type you'd call pain in the neck. You come home from a hard day's work and just want to putter around the Victory Garden when... Oh, no.
Oh, you're doing some gardening in the garden. I just love gardening in the garden. My husband says I'm an expert, but I did have a little trouble this season.
Yeah,
you see, I planted some cucumbers, and by accident, I planted them upside down. You know what happened? Instead of having warts, the cucumbers came up with dimples. Isn't that simply killing?
I feel a little dead already.
By the way, what are you doing in Mr. Gleason's garden?
Well,
you're not
see,
Mr. Gleason, are you? Of course,
no.
I've never met Mr. Gleason, but from what I hear, he must be quite a man. That's his house over there, and they tell me you can't tell him from it.
I, madam, am Mr. Gleason.
Oh, you are. Well, yeah. Anyway, it's very nice to meet you. I'm Mrs. Maynard. I'm next door.
I wish you were.
Yes, I think it's so nice to see a big grown man playing in the dirt. Keeps you so young.
Keeps me so young. I'm beginning to age fast.
Oh, that's silly. Gardening is wonderful for you. I just love it with a hoe in one hand and a spade in the other hand and a rake in the other hand.
Aren't you the handy one?
Yes, you know what my husband always says.
You mean he gets to say something?
He always insists there's nothing quite so refreshing as getting out of the house.
I can see his point.
Oh, Mr. Gleason, you're terribly funny. You really are. You do say the funniest things. You really should be a comedian.
Mrs. Maynard, tell me something. Are your lips really that loose?
Oh, you big, fat, funny man. You mean the way I talk? Just like my husband says. He says I talk too much for words.
Not for some of the words I know.
Well, the fact is, my husband has just as much of a say in our family as I have. I decide all the little problems, and he decides all the big problems, and only so far, no big problems have come up.
Mrs. Maynard, you've got a mouth like an all-night bus. Always running. Will you please go away?
Oh, but gee, Mr. Gleason, I really have nobody I can talk to. When I have troubles, I can't even cry on my husband's shoulders.
Why not?
No shoulders.
No.
Oh, but there is one thing you can help me with. You seem to know a lot about gardening, and I've just planted a row of corn. It's growing beautifully. Only one thing, I'm terribly worried about getting the ears off.
Don't worry about that, Mrs. Maynard. You can talk them off. Among the people responsible for the bent ears of America is the guy who sits beside you on a train. This guy you only meet on trains. He's sort of a bore on wheels. You get on the train, you slump down in your seat trying to catch a fast nap, and the trap springs.
Ah, good morning, strangers. A lovely day, isn't it?
Oh, no.
I don't usually speak to strangers like this, but I can judge a person. Always feel a man out before I talk to him. Maybe he don't want to talk, so I never speak to him unless he talks to me.
All I said was, oh, no.
That's all I need. Yes, sirree, I read folks like a book. Now you take yourself. You got a couple of things in your head, mister, that aren't making you suffer plenty right now.
Yeah, my ears.
You may jest, my man, but I could do wonders for you if the time weren't so short. But cheer up, you'll run across me again.
Next time I do, I hope I'm in a jeep.
Well, I'm afraid I've done all the talking. You haven't opened your mouth, and that's not fair, is it? Wouldn't you like to say a couple of words?
Well, I...
That's a nice couple of words. Now, I have...
Just a minute.
I'm glad you asked me that question. Man and boy,
now,
I...
Now, look, I don't mind you yelling, but will you please let go of my earlobes? You're driving me crazy.
You mustn't let things depress you, my boy. Why, when I was your age, I tried to drown myself, but some people stopped me. Then I tried to shoot myself, and some people stopped me. Then I tried to cut my throat, but some people stopped me.
Yeah, some people never know when to mind their own business.
Yes, sir. I fancy myself something of a psychologist. See right through folks. For instance, I knew right away that you were a man with a weak will, a bad stomach, and a miserable home life. Now, would you like to ask a question?
Yes. Is your trip absolutely necessary?
Andy Russell recalls a tender memory of spring as he sings the very lovely I'll Remember April.
This lovely day will lengthen into evening. We'll sigh goodbye to all we've ever met. Alone, where we have walked together, I'll remember April and be glad. I'll be content. You love me once in April. Your lips were warm and love and
chapter of the Andy Russell Fan Club sent in a very urgent plea for Andy to sing one of their favorite songs. Well, Andy's no man to turn down an urgent plea, so here's I'll Be Seeing You.
I'll be seeing you in all the old familiar places that this heart of mine embraces all day through. Small cafe, the park across the way, the children's carousel, the chestnut tree, the wishing well. I'll be seeing you in every lovely summer's day, in everything that's light and gay. I'll always think of you that way. I'll find you in the morning sun, and when the night is new, I'll be looking at the moon. But I'll be seeing you.
Mm-hmm.
across the way. The children's carousel, the chestnut tree, the wishing well. I'll be seeing you in every lovely summer's day, in everything that's light and gay. I'll always think of you that way. I'll find you in the morning sun, and when the night is new, I'll be looking at the moon. But I'll be seeing you.
Well, Mr. Tremaine, I think that about winds up the stuff for tonight, right?
Yes, Mr. Gleason, except to say, of course, that we'll all be back.
That means the usual time and the same station, correct, Mr. Tremaine?
Yes, Mr. Gleason, and I think we should mention that Andy Russell will sing again.
Three times, gentlemen, I'm going to do Every Day of My Life, Negra Consentida, and Embraceable You.
Well, very good, Mr. Russell. And naturally, our petite Patsy Garrett will uphold the distaff side.
Well, I will if it isn't too heavy.
She will.
Have you anything else to add, Mr. Gleason?
Just a very good night to you, Mr. Tremaine, and you're such a boy.
This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.